Hey, folks, and welcome to Drinking Alone with Friends, a podcast where three friends drink alone together. My name's Chris.
What up? It's Todd.
And I'm Obert. Happy belated St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Is that? Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hopefully you caught your leprechaun.
Yeah, I did see Double Rainbow today.
On St. Patrick's Day? This is impressive.
Yeah, well, on today, March 21st, the day that we're...
That's not as impressive.
Yeah, I'll drop it in the Discord. Actually, I'll drop it in our group text so you can see. But it was right outside my door. It was a shame I didn't have a shovel because I was ready to go. That's how close. I could see right where the pot of gold would have been, but no shovel.
Did you see the leprechaun?
I saw maybe a little glint of green. Maybe it was a little St. Patrick's Day Irish luck. Who knows?
Now, the question everybody wants to ask, did it go all the way across the sky?
It did.
Okay, good.
What?
It was a reading rainbow, for sure.
Oh, wow.
I don't understand the reference.
Incoming. This is my handle today, guys.
Is it the double rainbow, or is it the reading rainbow song? I don't know which it could be.
Here it comes. Coming in chat, guys. There you go, listeners.
Oh, we'll put it in
the double rainbow song.
Okay. I don't know that one. I know the meme. I know the guy who's like high on like mushrooms going, it's a double rainbow. And then he sees like a triple rainbow.
I didn't know they auto-tuned him.
Oh, no? Man, I'm on different parts of YouTube.
You mean you were on different parts of YouTube in 2013 when this song came out?
I mean, we all know that Chris has watched all of the YouTube. Like, there's nothing on YouTube that Chris has not watched.
You know, you know what's frustrating? My kids like watching YouTube. I don't know if you've ever watched kids YouTube. It's the worst. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to YouTube.
What makes it so much worse than old people YouTube?
Because it's like
elderly YouTube.
Elder tube. Don't look that up, guys. It's terrible. It's just terrible. It's like people playing video games but like doing voiceovers and stuff or playing with toys and like I don't know. I don't like it.
So it's the video quality, the content that's on there, not like the user interface or the recommendations.
No. Yeah, like... the content that is made. Maybe I'll post a video. But anyways, so they're not allowed to watch.
You're gonna post a weird, creepy kids YouTube video.
Yes. Okay. We'll put it in the show notes. they can't watch it on like a phone or alone because they get on. There's weird shit on there, and so they have to watch it in the living room. Well, the living room is hooked up to my YouTube, so my YouTube is obliterated.
Your algorithm is beyond destroyed.
It's so bad. I'm like, can't even find the channels that I want to watch.
I've got a game now. Then this is going to be interesting. Open up
your
YouTube.
I have a game too.
Open up your YouTube and tell me what the theme of your first video is.
Well, I also want to play Chris tells the video title and we have to guess if it's kids YouTube or not kids YouTube.
Okay. We can do both of these. This is easy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like so I don't know if they watched any today, so it's not super screwed up as it stands right now. I'll go through a few. Because I think all of these are mostly for me. So,
I just want the number one. I want when you open up the app,
okay,
on your phone, and it says "bada bing." Number one video is.
Oh, let me do. You want it on my phone? Because I pulled up actual YouTube.
So I'll tell you. I was in the middle of a 5-second long YouTube video the last time I used this app. So I opened it and it was trying to resume playing a clip of Mace Windu saying he has control of the Senate and the courts. He's too dangerous to be left alive.
Well, is that a YouTube short or is that a YouTube video?
It's a YouTube video and it was uploaded by John Cena.
Okay.
Well, mine, this one's a giveaway. This one says counter Charizard Urban Mystica Raid, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Probably take a guess, take a stab at who that's for.
I'm going to go kids.
No, it's me. That's me. That's Austin
Too
John.
Easy.
Austin John.
Mine is Apple Health, 7 secret tips to maximize your health.
And your eighth tip was get rid of that garbage and get a Whoop band or whatever.
Well, no. I end up getting that app, that the athletic app that I
Athletic with a Y. That's
athletic
right.
With a Y. All right, Chris, keep on scrolling. Let's see if we can figure this out.
Yeah, give me one that's hard to tell if this is a video for kids or a video for adults.
Okay. Life of a Clodsire, Pokey Earth.
I'm going to say adult.
I'm going to say kids. I also classified Chris's Pokemon thing as a kid thing too, but
no. That's serious. That was a kid one. So and by that I mean it's on here and I did not watch it, so I'm assuming it's the children.
Oh, you mean it's on your history? Gotcha.
No. Oh, you want to see the history?
No, I don't want to see the history.
You want to see the history? All right, hold on. Let's see.
I think I'm at the point on YouTube where I think I've watched everything on YouTube that like I want to watch, and like I know there's millions of other videos, and none of it intrigues me.
All right, here we go. Bowser's Rage Stage with lyrics. Super Mario Brothers Wonder cover.
That is 100% a kid's thing.
I'm saying adult.
It is a kid's thing. Godzilla versus King Ghidorah versus Mechagodzilla plastic model 2022.
Kid's thing.
I'm going to go 100% kid's thing.
Yep. You guys. All right. These are his favorites. Bowser Jr.'s Fury. You play as Bowser Jr. I gave it away because I said this is his favorites.
Oh, I think that's kids.
Yeah, that's CJ.
Adult.
CJ loves like Mario mods, like Super Mario Odyssey. Like watching modders, I guess. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There is somehow on my YouTube shorts, I got recommended this guy who beats like the world's hardest Mario Maker levels. And they are very enticing to me because it's like, you know, a minute of super precise Mario jumping and falling and spinning on a shell. And
yeah, I've seen those and I'm like, I do not think I could make the first jump.
Yeah. And it's just like someone doing that 100 times in a row successfully.
Yeah, those yeah. I'm like, no. That's not a thing that is going to be happening in my house.
I guess I've watched people play Elden Ring and do some cool shit. So
I'm not literally
watching this.
I mean, literally, my side gig is playing video games and having people watch me. But there's just something about these kids ones that are terrible. I hate them. And it screws up my YouTube.
Damn, messing up my algorithm.
Right?
But then I have, like, the next one on my list is Billy Strings playing Ramble On in Asheville, North Carolina on Halloween 2023. See? Now that's a cool one.
That is a cool one. Yeah. Way cooler than Mace Windu yelling at Anakin. Well, all this YouTube watching sure has got me parched.
I just watched the video you shared. That's all. The Mace Windu. That's all it is.
Why were you watching a 5-second video is my question.
No, the question is...
I don't have time.
I was going to say, the question is, why did you have to come back to a 5-second video? That's the...
also true.
Why did I have to resume it?
You had 2.5 seconds, you had to take a break halfway through.
Like, listen, yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to finish the second half of this video later.
Listen, time is money.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go get my St. Patrick's Day themed beer. So I have here a Montana-made beer. From Billings, from Uber Brew. This is their Uberstition with an umlaut on the U. It is an Irish dry stout. A darkly delightful Irish dry stout, Uberstition entices with its enigmatic blend of roasted malt and subtle notes of chocolate, tempting the palate with a rich velvety flavor profile and smooth dry finish. This sociable stout is made to be shared over a webcam, inviting warm camaraderie with every sip. Cheers. I even got my Sierra Nevada Irish stout shaped glass.
It's beer 30, and I'm thirsty. I've been working like a dog all week long, so maybe something cold won't hurt me. Cause it's beer 30, and it's time to party.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Glad the soundboard is in working order. Important step. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. Reading that description, it's less like a Guinness than I thought it was going to be. That doesn't sound like what I would consider an Irish dry stout.
No, I just...
But I don't know if Guinness is an Irish dry stout. It's like a nitro... No. It's a Guinness. It's like its own thing.
A Guinness, you know, is an Irish dry stout. That's what, at least that's what I think Untappd classifies as. Mm. Yeah, stout, Irish dry.
Okay.
And this is, so this I was, is, remind me of the name, Uber...
Uberstition with an umlaut. I don't know if you, does your keyboard have, you just hold down on the U and then the umlaut shows up.
Uberstition. Well, I have three of them.
Uberstition.
Three umlauts?
I have Uberstition with Irish dry stout with no umlauts. Uberstition for an extra stout with two umlauts. Or Uberstition County Cork Dry Stout, which I think is what you said, And that has two umlauts as well.
Are they all from Uber Brew?
They're all from Uber Brew.
That's weird. No, it doesn't say anything about County Cork on it. It just says Irish Dry Stout.
But, okay. Well, so we'll do this one, I guess.
Well, which one has the most check-ins?
What ABV is that? There we go. That, I can differentiate by ABV.
$2.49.
That does not help. Unfortunately, Untappd does not give pricing.
Can I just read off the UPC number to you? If it has an ABV, it's under this annoying sticker that Marcus Foods puts on above their beers. So I don't know.
Well, drink the beer first, give your rating, and then peel the sticker off, because I think that's what we're going to have.
Okay. Okay. So there's not like one that has way more check-ins than the other two?
Well, but they're different. They're different types of beer.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that they're the same beer.
No, they're in completely different. One's a foreign extra stout that doesn't have any Irish in it. The other one's a County Cork dry. So it's probably just the Irish dry stout.
Probably. All right. Anyway,
we're going to go with this one.
Here we go. Look at it.
Now I have to look.
In all of its Irish dry stout goodness.
Is it red if you put the light up to it?
Let's see what a T-Rex would see.
Nothing.
Yeah, no light traverses this beer.
And funnily enough, dark, I think we did this last year with a Guinness. The light does shine through a Guinness. It turns it red.
Oh. Dark as a moonless night in Ireland.
Ted, I don't know why. Okay, I see what you're talking about now. And I yes, go with the Irish one. That's definitely the one.
But it doesn't have umlauts.
Hmm.
But the other one is named a completely different thing.
Well, that's what I said. They're named different. That's why I was going to go with that one, but it doesn't have umlauts. But the other two do, which is strange.
Okay, so on the nose, it has...
I mean, there's no umlaut.
It has a pretty... It definitely has a essence of Guinness. It reminds me of Guinness in a way that... This is going to sound crazy when I say it, but it has a smokiness that sometimes you get. But like when I drink Guinness, it doesn't taste smoky. It tastes very clean finish, very dry. There's nothing really there that's smoky. But something on the aroma of this, I get that almost like a metallic, toasty, roasty, maybe some peat burning. I don't know.
I get what you're saying. Smells? I think I've smelt this in the Guinness before.
Yeah. Next time, listeners, if you have any Guinness left over from this weekend, last weekend, crack one open. Tell me what you smell. I think you'll be surprised to get some smoke in there. But so on the nose taste, I'm excited because I think it's going to be more Guinness and less chocolate than I was expecting. But we'll find out. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
So I didn't realize it, what I was thinking of. It does remind me like Guinness, but as I take a sip, it reminds me a lot more of a cold smoke.
Like the one, like the Kettle House one?
Yeah, yeah. It's lighter in body than a cold smoke, which again, not what I was expecting. When I poured this beer, I thought it was going to be at least two C's of thickness and way heavier than a Guinness. This is surprising me because it is almost like if Guinness and cold smoke had a baby, it would come up with this beer. I think this is a challenging beer to brew because if there's any off flavors, they would be shining right through because of, again, the clean finish of this beer. And I'm not getting any of that. So really impressed with this beer. That being said, I said it would be like the child of a cold smoke and a Guinness. It's almost like, and if I knew celebrities, this would be
a good Brangelina thing.
But imagine if Brangelina had like a slightly ugly baby. Like the child is not better than the two parents. Like this is not better than a cold smoke and not better than a Guinness.
I get what you're saying.
Left alone, right? I was like trying to think of like, what are two hot parents that have like an average looking baby? That's what happened in this beer.
So it's like a reverse Angelina Jolie, because technically her dad is John Voight.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helped at all.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you could think of two hot people that had a 7 out of 10 child, put it in the Discord.
I mean, listen, 7 out of 10 is still not a bad looking baby. Let's be real about this.
True. Very true.
I mean, that's what I mean. This is a Jason specialty right here. Jason, I expect to get a text message.
But that's what I mean. This isn't a bad beer. It's good. it's very good. But sometimes, like, you don't mess with success. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just a slight knockoff of two amazing beers that came up with something pretty tasty. This is going to, because of that, again, it's like, in Untappd rankings, this is if, like, two 4.0s had a 3.75, baby. So that's how I'm going to give this beer. It's a 3.75.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is Guinness or Cold Smoke Angelina Jolie, though? Because I think I'm...
Who do you think is hotter, Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt?
I mean, have you ever seen Tomb Raider? Because let me tell you something.
I mean, have you ever seen Thelma and Louise?
No.
I need to...
Are they still together? Is Brangelina still a thing?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. I've got...
Power couples.
I've got some answers. I typed in... Celebrities who are more attractive than their children. Demi Moore and her daughter Rumer. Rumer? R-U-M-E-R. How would you pronounce that?
I feel like I would like to talk about celebrities with adult kids. Like,
oh yeah, no, this is
I
this
feel
is,
like they, it's not fair.
These are
if full
grown
still...
these are full grown people.
Okay.
Yeah. I should preface that. I left out adult from the title. I thought it was funnier that way, but it is adult. I don't know either one of these two, but Beverly Johnson and her daughter Anansa? Don't know who this person is. Olivia Newton-John and her daughter Chloe. Christy Brinkley and her daughter Alexa. But this is, I mean, I'm looking for famous people. Pierce Brosnan and his son Sean. Tom Hanks and his son Colin Hanks. All right, that's one that I think everybody kind of knows, right?
Well, but nobody knows who Mrs. Hanks is.
That's true.
This is true.
Like, I feel like we need to have two hot parents give us a pretty B+ child.
All right, let's see.
Two hot parents and a B+ child.
I mean, these are clearly there's some adoption here, but that's the couple in question.
Oh yeah, I don't know if they have any biological kids together.
Maybe they don't.
And Angelina.
This seems like a perfect opportunity to utilize AI.
This beer is like if Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie adopted a slightly less attractive other beer that still tasted like both of them. I'm giving it a 3.75. How many check-ins do we have?
Hang on. I'm querying ChatGPT. All right. So I'm asking ChatGPT, what two attractive celebrities had a child that grew up to be ugly?
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I cannot fulfill that request. It's not appropriate or respectful to comment on someone's physical appearance in that manner.
Shut up.
Everyone is unique.
I need ChatGPT unlocked. I feel like every time I ask ChatGPT something, they're like, you're a questionable person. I'm like, fuck.
I don't know what that says about
you. How dare you think people be ugly? Chris is like, come on, just tell me how to move this truck in Pokemon so I can get this Mew.
Exactly, yes.
Meanwhile, Jason is screaming at his phone right now, telling us
you
the
said,
answer to
you
this
said
question.
Jason because of the famous people. That makes sense now. I was like, why Jason? I was like, Jason doesn't go around. Because
he knows all the celebrities.
He knows all the genealogies. Yeah. That makes sense now. I was like, why Jason? But no, movie people.
Yes, I figured Jason would be the movie expert and would be able to tell us two attractive celebrities who had a child that grew up to then be ugly.
What about Beyonce and...
Mr. Beyonce.
And Jay-Z?
Jay-Z. Oh, Jay-Z.
Would you call Jay-Z attractive?
No. I forgot who she was married to or whatever.
So after a lot of thought, I'm going to give this a 3.75.
All right. So after a lot of thought, I will open up the Untappd app and finally tell you how many check-ins there are. There are 154 check-ins.
Interesting. I think, and I don't know, we've had Uber Brew once or twice on the show. I think we had their Bruce, which was a really complex, really good beer. I had that probably about 2 months ago. I think it's weird. You know, Billings is as far away in Montana. Like, I don't know what the Untappd culture is over there. But I think they're going to think it's okay. I think they're going to give it a
3.99. Okay. It's 3.49.
Damn.
Wow.
Almost lost.
That's really low.
That's really low.
You're almost halfway to losing a point.
I'm exactly
halfway,
exactly
halfway,
halfway
to losing a point.
Lose a half point.
That's crazy. It'll be 100 and something check-ins. 150 check-ins.
Yeah. 154 check-ins.
Can you give me some of what? Where's the critical feedback here? Do people say it tastes like an ugly baby?
All right, hang on. Very good. Malty hint of bitterness. Dry finish. Gave it a 4.5. This person didn't rate it, but they left a comment, and it says, pretty rich Irish dry stout. Nice night ender beer.
Can we skip ahead to the bad ones?
Well, I'm looking. I a lot of these people in Billings, apparently they don't know how to speak English, so they don't write words with their beer. Similar to Guinness, roasty with a creamy finish, 3.25. There'd be a lot more check-ins if people actually gave it a rating. Not on nitro, but still nice, 3.5. Nope. I'm almost through all 154, so give me 1 second. Dry Irish stout, very dry, or very, very dry. Ha 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 ha.
What is that? What's that rating?
Malty, chocolate, and dry, 3.0.
So it sounds like it's just the style that people don't
rate that highly, which is
fair.
I mean, we've done this before. I think we do this on a yearly basis, but a Guinness is a 3.77.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like it's... Yeah. It's not like there's a big difference.
That logic makes sense that it's slightly worse Guinness, so... But I don't know. If I told you blindly, you know, what would you check? What would you guess for a slightly worse Guinness? I don't think either of you would guess the average was a 3.49.
Mm. No, probably not.
It's true.
Yeah. Just trying to defend my rating a little bit here.
Well, I mean, I think we all agree that Guinness is better than a... Well, is it better than a 3.75, though, Guinness? I mean, it's 4.0, like a... I don't know.
It gets to, you know, what makes a beer higher on Untappd? Is it like, I buy a 24-pack of Guinness once a year doesn't mean it's a 5.0 beer.
True. There's
beers that I would rate higher than a Guinness that I wouldn't buy a 24-pack of. So I don't know, you know?
It's true.
A little tough. But it's like, what do you rate a Bud Light? You know, Tud, 5.0?
I'm sure I've given it a 5.0 in the past. That has probably happened.
What would you rate a 5.0, or what would you rate a Bud Light tomorrow?
Probably a 3.75. I mean, it's you know, it's good.
It's a hard beer to rate, though, is kind of my point. Because technically speaking,
like it probably is not a 3.75. Like, if you wanted to be like critical of it, it's probably, if using Untappd the proper way, it's probably a 2.5. It is a middle of the road beer that you can drink no matter what. You're not really going to complain about it, but you know, there are other things you may prefer, and maybe you prefer a Coors Light, and that should also probably be a 2.5 underneath the Untappd scale. But according to Untappd, 90% of beers are 3.75s. So, and I bet you a Bud Light is probably a 3.75 on Untappd.
Reminds me, and I don't know. I don't remember if, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, and I don't remember if I sent this link to you guys, but talking about YouTube history.
Bud Light is a 2.33, so it's actually, the law of averages kind of works itself out on Untappd, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Budweiser is a 2.62.
So about a month ago, I saw a video of like this head brewer at Treehouse rating a bunch of macro lagers or light lagers.
I sent that to you guys. I literally texted it to you, then you texted it back to me a couple weeks later, and I was like, yes, I sent this to you.
That's funny.
thank you for reading my text messages.
That's so funny. but yeah, so I will put it in the show notes for this episode, because I thought he did a really good job of breaking down like the flavor profiles of some of these macro lagers and what, you know, the beers are so similar to, even after however many episodes of this podcast we've done rating beers, like hearing someone who's an expertly trained Cicerone or whatever brewer talk about these beers and break them down. It was really interesting hearing him talk about the difference between the different, you know, a Bud Light versus a Busch Light, you know, versus a Coors Light. And then they rated their own kind of their own macro lager style in there. So it's like, to your point, Todd, you can do a beer of this style and have it come out not a 2.5, right? With a little bit more body, a little bit more flavor.
Right.
But, you know, are you rating a beer? Nobody's checking in this beer and, oh, 5 stars because I could buy a 30 pack for $20, right?
But there's something to that, too. Like, I mean, if you're going out, like, to hang out with your friends and, like, you really don't care, like, that $20 or $25 30 pack is clutch. I mean, that's exactly what you want.
So anyway, 0.50 on the board. I think it's a little bit underrated on Untappd, as we were saying, but...
Yeah, it sounds like it's underrated, but, I mean, I think Guinness just maybe has a higher... I wonder what the... I wish that there was a way to see the average of this style of beer on Untappd. Mm. Is Guinness just the outlier of this? Do people not usually like dry Irish stouts? Is that a thing?
Yeah, right.
That'd be interesting.
Hmm. Hashtag Untappd. Let's get on this.
Okay, well, so we have some good news and bad news tonight. The bad news is... Well, I guess we'll start with the bad news and we'll get to the good news. The bad news is I'm the only one rating a beer.
Yep.
You know, we got some under the weather, some abstaining co-hosts, and so it'll be just my review tonight. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm glad that we could stay, you know, on theme as a podcast at least. But the good news is it's Mr. Oscar season.
Finally.
We're coming at you with our Mr. Oscar nominees. We're just a little bit behind the real Oscars.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's actually good.
We generally give the Oscars that 1 week or that time period to have their one little time, and then we take it back over for the rest of the year.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. It's like a reverse Oktoberfestapalooza type situation.
We also do it this way because we always promise that there's more nudity at our show than the Oscars. And normally it's not a problem. But this year there was some stuff happening. So, you know, we just have to make sure that our show's extra raunchy, you know.
Yes. Bottom line, we need to up our nudity level. Is what Chris was going with this. We had to make sure we had to wait for that. Yeah.
Nudes up,
Chris is
going
to wear a loincloth the entire episode.
Yes. As the host and everything. Yep. I don't know. Actually, you know what? We have special frozen carbonite Han Solos inside the carbonite. They're all nude.
Yes. Yep. You can see everything on these carbonite Han Solos, front and back. And if you thought we were just going to get the regular uniformed Kansas City Chiefs to roll up this AstroTurf carpet, you would be wrong. These are buff, topless Kansas City Chiefs coming at you.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for sure.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks, John Cena. Really making us pull it out of our butts.
Well, we weren't sure how to up our ratings compared to the Oscars. We discussed maybe having our co-hosts slap each other. But we just decided that nude Harrison Ford Han Solo is the way to go.
I mean, to be fair, these are prime Harrison Fords, not Harrison yes. Ford now. This is
now.
Oh, I thought we had aged him to like make him look like his 80 something year old self.
No,
that's the beauty about carbonite. We keep getting older, it stays the same age. Okay, so should we just get right into our nominee list?
I think so. I think this is what we just got to do. Jump into it.
So we had fun this year going through. We always like to come up with our fun and creative categories, and you know, we like to say it's not about us, it's about, you know, the words that come out of our mouths, and also kind of us here on the show.
All right, well, we don't have a drum roll, but we have this.
gong.wave p_gong.wave.
We found a use for Pete.
Okay, so we'll say it up top. We're going to go through the nominees, the different categories, the nominations. We're going to have polls on Discord, Instagram, and Patreon for you to vote on.
Bless.
Fun fact, you get an extra vote if you get to say if you say who sneezed.
That is not true, but you do get an extra vote. Your vote counts just as much as ours if you vote on Patreon. So it's our little bonus to our patrons to thank them so much for supporting the show. So without further ado, let's just get into it. We have personally one of my favorite recurring categories, really ties us in with the old Mr. Oscar theme, and that is the okayest movie of the year. Our nominees this year are Leo, Avatar, Way of the Water, and the Super Mario movie. Is that what it's called? Super Mario movie.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it was called Super Mario Brothers in Space.
Super Mario Brothers : the movie. There's two of them.
I liked my name better.
Yeah.
Well, next up, our next category, being the you know, famous Twitch person of the podcast, officially. Me and Kiwi duking it out. We have Game of the Year. So Game of the Year came from our handles throughout the year. So we have Baldur's Gate 3, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and Diablo 4.
So, next up, we have the most coveted of all the awards, which is the worst handle of the year. This is the time where we take time out of our lives and just basically roast somebody for having the worst handle of the year. And this year...
And give them a frozen Han Solo for their, that's true. For their time.
One of efforts. The three of us will take home a Han Solo. The nominees are Just Stop, Cleaning Goop, Car Tissues, and Mini Golf TikTok.
Now, I want to jump in and defend my handle. I think we should each make a little case for why we're not the worst handle here. I'm going to go first in saying, if you go back and listen to the Car Tissues handle, this was a 20-second handle, and it was told you everything you needed. Sometimes you need tissues in your car. These fit in your car holder. Boom. It's a good handle.
I don't think so.
Now, tell me about your cleaning goop.
Oh, that's to clean out shit inside your car, like that's stuck inside of your... of like your cup holders and stuff when you start putting car tissues and random shit in your cup holders.
This is how you get all the... know goop is not cleaning out tissues out of your car.
That's fair.
But it's cleaning out all like those little like flakes of like schmegma that gets stuck in your car.
That just adds to the ecosystem of the car, honestly. Becomes a living, breathing thing at that point.
This is why you caught COVID twice, because you live in filth.
No, my car just is ungooped. Ungooped.
Well, Chris, tell us why Mini Golf TikTok was actually not the worst handle of the year.
You know, honestly, I was going through and I was like, man, all of my handles are just so good. And, you know, you guys said I couldn't put up the episode where I had no handle again because I won last year.
Because that did win last year. Right, right. Yeah.
So I was like, well, I guess I'll pick this one. I will say it's still very entertaining. They're still going on to this day if you want to pick it up. But if you like a little bit of a competition and some mini golf in your life, I definitely suggest checking it out. So better than cleaning your nose or car.
Yeah, very automotive focused, worst handles.
Yes, I know.
But all right, let's move on to best episode title. I'll present these because I believe that I was the author of all these best episode titles. We have 10 out of 5 on the Lava Lamp scale. Todd Strikes Back from when our autocorrect decided that Tud was not a word.
The AI didn't know that Tud was a word.
Yeah. And Describing Movies to Friends Alone.
That one, of course, co-hosted by our good friend Jason. Who knows all of the parent and ugly baby combos out there?
He does. He knows which celebrities have the ugliest babies.
I can't wait till he tells us the answer to this. There's probably somebody so obvious that we're forgetting. Probably for good reason.
All right. Next up, next category is our best episode of the year. You know, diving beyond the name. What is the best content we thought came out of 2023-ish. And the nominees are The Wet Hot Live Show, Wetter Than Ever. That's not Drinking Alone with Tud.
Oh, I remember that episode. It's best episode of the year.
I don't know. Kiwi Hates Pennsylvania.
Is this also a good episode?
Very good episode.
Is this Drinking Alone with Obert this week?
No. Drinking Alone with Tud was I was here. I showed up to record and nobody else showed up to record with me. So I recorded myself a 10-minute episode and just let it be. It was unedited. It came out raw. I don't even think it had a beginning and an end. Like, I don't think our theme song played, nothing. It was just me. So no, this is not Drinking Alone with Obert. Technically, Obert did drink alone, but you are not alone. Talking into a void. I don't even know what the story was behind that. I can't remember the story. I just remember I showed up and you guys abandoned me.
That's probably exactly how it happened, I had to guess.
I agree. The next category, going along with my last category that I presented, but this one is for the best handles. Now, these are the handles that everybody should go out and partake in immediately.
Fill up your own frosty noggin with this, our wisdom.
Correct. And the nominees are Goose, which is the jam band from Connecticut that I'm obsessed with. Cocktailarium, which is Obert's cocktail app that tells you how to make all sorts of cocktails based on the ingredients that you have. And The Most Magical Album on Earth, which is the album by some guy.
Peyton Parrish.
Fill in here. There you go. That sings Disney songs as a metal song.
Yep.
I'm fucking... I First, I didn't remember what that was. So I'm impressed I was able to pull that out as I was talking.
I knew I used it as a handle, but when I was going back and looking, I was like, oh no. I still listen to that weekly to this day. So I'm like, this is it. You know, it's great. I remember the cocktail area. Oh no, that's your app, you said.
Oh yeah. If you're not using that, could be making way better cocktails. Just saying. Also very on brand with the Drinking Alone with Friends podcast, you know?
Very true. That is very true.
So is Goose, because I drink a lot while listening to Goose.
Okay, if there's one thing we're good at here, it's making jokes. If there's one thing we're even better at, it's making the same jokes over and over and over and over again.
That's what we do best.
That's what we do here. So in that honor, we have the best bit, the best recurring or potentially recurring segments we have. We have Doff GPT, which is the time that we used GPT to help us infuse Pokemon with beer. We have Drunk Libs, a new addition to the category of times of playing Mad Libs with beer, maybe. And Old Sports News, which I don't know if this is as much as a bit as it is us talking about current events on a podcast.
I think it's a recurring bit. It's been recurring since episode one.
It is. It is our oldest recurring bit. We'll see if the listeners think it's the best one.
I think there's some other good ones. I think Mr. Oscar 2025 is gonna have a few loaded ones.
I mean, you could argue that Mr. Oscar is its own best bit nominee. Really, I mean, we have a lot of bits in here that we had come back to year after year.
That is fair. That's also very true.
It's true.
That, you know, it's really the embodiment of both this category and the show as a whole.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's only fitting that I take this next category. As someone who watches everything new, can't get enough of it. New. We're going to go over our best TV shows. So best TV shows of the year and our nominees are One Piece, the live action adaptation of it, The Last of Us, the TV show adaptation of the video game.
Nothing new, no originals here.
Nope. And last but not least, the newest season of Frasier, or as we dubbed here, Frasier 2.
It's back,
baby. So
surprisingly, it's a new TV show that you have watched, Chris.
That is very true, but that's just because I really love the old Frasier. The new Frasier is also very good. You should go check it
out.
But
neither one of Ober or I have watched it.
I mean, I haven't watched either of your things. So.
But
we told Chris if he wanted to come to Mr. Oscar this year, he had to watch a TV show.
That's so true.
A new
watch Frasier for
a
us.
New TV show. I couldn't listen. I can't watch Scrubs again or whatever.
And a new movie. He watched Leo for us too. So
and Super Mario.
It's true. It's so, very true.
That's a lot of new for you in one year.
Mr. Movie 2024.
I know. Better slow down.
I know.
Yeah.
I got to stop. That's probably why I'm sick.
Move over, Oscar. We got a new golden statue in town, and his name is Chris.
And then the next category that I'll be presenting is one of the most important categories of the year, and that's Best Beer. And so the nominees are Ripe from Great Notion Brewing Company, which Obert had recently, Double Limoncello by Tired Hands Brewing Company, and the Rusty Nail from Fremont Brewing. The Rusty Nail 2022 version.
Yes.
From Fremont Brewing.
Barely.
The 2023, it's too new. It's too new to be on the wasn't the best beer of the year. Yeah.
Fun fact, I've only ever drank a Rusty Nail with Obert.
Interesting. Very interesting.
That is interesting.
I've sent you some, right? You have some?
I have some. I just have not drank them. It's one of those things where, like, I know that I have to drink it. I want to drink it. But I know that I can only drink it on the podcast. And that gets in the way because I have so many other beers to drink that I want to drink on the podcast as well. But I really want to drink the Rusty Nail, but I know what has to be done.
Well, I have a problem too where I was recently going through all of my beers in my liquor can bin. I have probably three or four Rusty Nail 21s and 22s and zero 23s in there. So my vertical's all messed up because of some distribution issues in my area this last year. I wasn't able to stock up for future years. So I'm a little sad about that. But
the moose with all the beer got lost?
Yeah, it didn't make it to Montana. But
that's sad.
Speaking about beer, which is something that we do well here on this podcast, we have our next category is the best new to us breweries of the year. These are breweries that, for whatever reason, we're highlighting this year. We haven't had before. I don't know if any of them are actually brand new breweries, but the nominees are Equilibrium, which just made it to Montana, so it's my contribution to the list. Tired Hands Brewery, which I believe Tud went to for the first time last year.
Yep, sure
and
did.
And Infinite Ale Works. What's the story there, Chris?
I was in Florida for work, and I stopped in. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to bring it to the podcast, but I didn't go to a lot of new breweries this year, so we're scraping the barrel. But it was very good. It was a very cool spot down in Florida, and they had a ton of stuff on tap, and all the beer was pretty good. So if you're ever in the Ocala, Florida area, hit it up.
Chris, this just means that you have to go visit new breweries this year.
Dude, I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, I have not been out much.
New beers resolution.
I literally, like, my Untappd from last year, train wreck. I think I logged 50 beers all year, and I've drank more than 50 beers. I just was like, eh. So I need to refocus, I think.
You should start a podcast where you drink new beers and talk about
it. drinking new beers alone with friends.
There was a time where Chris did not repeat breweries on this podcast.
That is very true.
There was.
I was very committed.
For a very long time.
Yes, I was very committed at the time.
So, important question. What happened?
Life. I think I had how many kids did I have? Two. I had one extra kid, moved, and then two kids.
Got a dog.
Well, the dog's recent. Everything started falling apart way before that. Way before the dog. Oh, man. All right.
I am trying to figure out how to get to Asheville for work now that it's within my working territory.
Mm.
I'm trying to figure out how to plan a work trip to Asheville.
Weaverville.
There you go.
I'm debating. I think what I'm going to have to do is take a work trip to Charlotte, do work stuff, and then extend my trip to go to Asheville and then fly out of Charlotte again.
Well, if you extend your trip to Asheville, let me know.
I've also thought about this because I'd like to introduce my wife to Weaverville in hopes that eventually being able to move there to small town USA. And she has refused that she will never move anywhere that she's never been before. And I think if I can get her...
Very good place, good way to put your foot down, I think.
Yeah, it's not a bad thought process, but I figure if Asheville is on the short list of places that I'd like to move, then we should just go.
You should
We were
going
to do this last summer. It never worked out, but I tell you what, I want this to happen.
Yeah, if you guys go down, I will I'll be your tour guide.
For a reasonable fee. And you could pay Chris and beer too.
That's what I
nice.
Need. I need a tour guide to a city that I've been to.
Yes.
Before.
Yes. From someone who does not live there.
from someone who's only been there, I think, two more times than I have.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, those are our nominees. We are warming up that carbonite. We're getting stripping down these Han Solos. We're going down to loincloths here. There's going to be so many bulging outlines you can see on these Han Solos. It's going to be, I don't know how they let us put this on TV, to be honest. But we're getting ready. So this episode again goes live the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So the day you're listening to this, March 21st, all of the polls in the Discord are live. You can respond to all of your Mr. Oscar nominees. In addition to that, you get an extra vote if you go over to our Instagram. Every day there will be another Mr. Oscar poll to vote on. Votes from co-hosts do not count, but votes from our listeners do. And patrons, you will be getting your ballot in the electronic mail, where we're going to send over all these ballots. Pick your favorites, send it back.
I thought we were sending out snail mail.
Well, you know, the price of stamps these days.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's just too much. Then we got to send the smaller envelope with the return ballot inside.
Prepaid.
You know, yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. So remember, again, patrons, your vote counts as much as the co-hosts here. So great time to sign up to be a patron. If you've been on the fence, we could use your support. We will be back. It takes a little extra time to tally the votes, but we will be back in your podcast feed April 11th with the award ceremony. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in your face, in your ear holes, with Han Solos left and right, carbonite all around.
all of the carbonate.
I'm excited. I love this time of year. I love Mr. Oscar season. It's a good time to go back and reflect on how good at podcasting we are. Be so humble about it. You know, reflect on the best things that we may handle, how we chose to spend our time playing video games, watching TV and movies this year, and being really proud of the choices we made, you know? Okay, so stay tuned for Mr. Oscar. But we do have a very important poll we got to get back to. Remember last episode, two episodes ago, who knows, when we came up with the, we named a beer. We named a Spruce Tip beer from Dogfish Head. Well, come to find out, that beer already exists. Didn't know that. And would have been great to know when we rolled a beer that, believe it or not, Dogfish makes a Spruce Tip beer.
Yep, I see that. So there actually was a correct answer to this that we got wrong.
No, I wanted to shout out, who was it in our Discord? Let's go to Discord right now. Sal in the Discord. Did you guys know this beer existed? 2 question marks. Pennsylvania Tuxedo. It's a spruce infused pale ale. Okay, not quite a rice lager. Before we get to our results, what do you guys think of the name Pennsylvania Tuxedo?
It's pretty good. I mean, like it. You kind of have to, describe the can. It's flannel. It's flannel can. So like,
right.
I kind of like it. I don't know why spruce means tuxedo. Maybe because it's fancy. Is spruce a fancy tree? Is that true?
No, but like you spruce something up.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well, I think they say here that it's basically an homage to hunters and Pennsylvania hunters.
Okay.
Was where the flannel tie-in comes. And spruce, you know, they're out hunting in the trees, whatever. I think, to be honest, the three of us could have come up with a better name. The listeners could have come up with a better name. I think Pennsylvania Tuxedo, no one's heard of that before. I do like that it's the keystone shape, though. That's a nice Pennsylvania touch.
If nobody's heard of that. You don't live in Pennsylvania.
That's true. Is Pennsylvania Tuxedo a thing? Is it like a Canadian tuxedo?
Well, maybe. I mean, I'm not from Pennsylvania.
Well, let's ask.
Also, I would like to say Google. That I don't believe that the listeners could have come up with a better name. Remember, I'm very negative on the listeners for this.
You hate the listeners, right?
Yes.
You think
yes.
that they are uncreative hacks who are bad at naming things and voting on names of things.
Yes. Yes. In fact, listeners, I think Blevin might be better at this than you guys. That's how much.
Wow.
That's how much I think of you.
The only people better than listeners are the hate listeners, is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, you know what? No listeners are better listeners.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Pennsylvania Tuxedo? Sure. Fine. Whatever. But we should get to the results. So who wants to... I've been doing a lot of talking here. Who wants to present the results of the poll?
I've got the Instagram results.
Okay.
That I can share with everybody.
Yeah.
There we go. So... On the Instagram, there was a tie in the number of votes.
Well, I think I think an Instagram vote and a Discord vote should both be the same weight. How do you think that's fair?
That's fair.
I don't think I got the vote in the Instagram one, so that's not fair.
I didn't either. I don't do that, but
less unfair.
Let's hear the results.
Unless I win. Then it's fair.
So Instagram's a little bit more difficult because it doesn't tell you how many people voted. But with 20% of the votes, 15 second 0 PA came in third.
Interesting that 80% of people were wrong on Instagram. That's surprising to me.
And so there's a two-way tie between Don't Buy This Beer and Japanese Spruce, a festive rice lager, both coming in with 40% of the votes.
Okay.
So it sounds like there was five votes.
Yep.
I think there was a little bit more. I can see how many people engaged with it. And there was more than 5 engagements. There was 12.
Wow. More than I would have guessed. Let you.
That's dumb. You really can't see the numbers, huh?
Mm-mm.
You can't even tell me that how many times that you voted for your own. It doesn't show that.
You can only vote
that.
Once on an Instagram poll.
Doesn't show how many times you grab your wife's phone to vote for your own name.
Well, 12 doesn't make sense because that would be 4.8 people voting for my beer.
It's either 5 or 10.
Telling you, it says 12.
Well, no, but like 7 or 2 of the people swiped past it. That's what the engagement.
Oh, means. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just here to provide the information.
I mean, it does make everything easier, though, since there's 2 ties. But Discord, was a little bit more favorable to the correct answer. There was a tie here as well, but it was for last.
Okay.
It was for last, though. So we'll start there. With two votes apiece, you had 15 seconds or PA and don't buy this beer. And unanimous crushing victory for Japanese Spruce, a festive rice lager with four votes, making me better than Dogfish Head at naming their beers. So
that's true. I guess that's fair. You did win. You were first in both polls, so
mm-hmm. I was
unanimous decision.
I will say that, Chris, it's good that you got a victory. I mean, you haven't drank on the podcast in about 2 months. Haven't gotten any points.
I think I drank. Did I drink last time? Maybe I didn't. No, I didn't. I've been roughing it out here.
At least you're getting morale victories over here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The beer and beard addicts in quotes.
At some point in time, Chris will drink a beer. I'm not sure when. Nobody quite knows.
Yeah. We'll see who has the longer dry stretch between the two of you.
Well, I will tell you this. Effective our next episode, my dry stretch will end. So, that is a TUD guarantee.
I hope we have a good Mr. Oscar beer to bring, because it's my favorite time of year. You know?
Maybe I'll have a rusty nail. We just talked about it, but...
Maybe. That'd be a good time to bust one out.
It would be. Chris, are you going to have water? A tea?
I don't know. Might get a little funky.
Maybe like a Mountain Dew?
Maybe like a Dr. Pepper Zero or something. You know? Get crazy.
Well, I guess I gotta put myself on the board for point tonight, and I gotta put Chris on the board for his participation ribbon for winning the best beer name we have. So, congratulations to both of us!
Huzzah!
Okay, so it is that time of the episode. We get over to the frosty mug and fill it up with wisdomy wisdom. Jordan, take it away.
Test your handle. Test your handle. Test your handle. Test your handle.
Mug of wisdom!
Drink.
Mug of wisdom!
Thank you, Jordan. Honk, honk, honk. Honks to me. I am victorious. I'm going to go first this week. No, Tut, you're going to go first this week.
I'm going to go first.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going last. I want to go last this week.
Okay. Well, I've got a phone app, a phone game I think you guys will like.
I love phone games.
It's a good one.
I'm looking for a new one.
It's a good one. I mean, it's a good one if you like these types of games. But it's called Coffee Ink 2.
I swear to God, if you had said Puzzles and Dragons, I would have hit the hang up button.
No, this is, I mean, I think you also should play Puzzles and Dragons stories over it. That's something that you should do. Feed the addiction. But
I can't go back there.
No, this is called Coffee Ink 2. So what this is it's a business sim tycoon game. But unlike other business sim tycoon games, this one is really in depth. So if you enjoy in-depth simulation games, this is one for you. You start off as a guy and pick your city across the world, and your goal is to build a coffee empire by opening up coffee shops. You can then grow into different cities, become publicly traded, merge with your competitors, pay dividends, do all like the businessy stuff, all while still opening up more and more coffee shops and taking over marketing and trying to dominate the market of being a coffee tycoon. You can also buy a private plane. You can buy real estate and invest in real estate. You can take over other ventures and become a technology company. The game is really unique with the amount of items that it allows you to do for a business tycoon game. Usually, I think the last ones I've played are like Game Dev Tycoon or Game Dev Simulator, which are honestly pretty shitty compared to this game. This game is great. Difficult as well, especially if you don't know what you're doing. You can come up with different blends of beans for your shop to kind of get more customers. You can set the prices for each item on the menu. There's a lot you can do in this game. I'm only scratching the surface on describing it, but it was cheap. I think it's $1.99 on the App Store. Worth the $2. I spent a majority of my weekend trying to beat this game. Still haven't beat it, but I am. I got recognized in the game as being one of the richest people in the world, owning Cup of Joe Coffee. So that was the name of my coffee company. So I figured, you know, bring that as a handle. Coffee Inc. 2. Don't get one, get two.
Do I need to play one to get better, to know the base game before I play the two?
I didn't play Coffee Inc. 1.
Okay. Okay, what should my company name be? I'm thinking...
Obert's Coffee.
Brewing Alone with Friends? I don't know.
Mm.
Okay, well, I will check it out. Sounds like a game for me, so...
It's a lot of fun.
Can I
highly, highly
add
recommend.
Friends? Can I make you my friend?
You cannot. It's a standalone game.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, it's
Chris.
Not available on Android.
Lame.
Maybe if you had a better phone. If you joined the world of like real technology people.
Well, Chris, Frosty Mug, over to you. What do you have for us this week?
So I just picked up a new video game, which is the first non-Pokemon game I've played in forever. Basically since Final Fantasy 16. So
wasn't expecting a non-Pokemon.
I know.
Did you beat Final Fantasy 16?
I can find a Pokemon handle. Do you want me to go back?
Oh, I'm sure you could. I'm excited for a non-Pokemon handle.
Same. I don't know.
You immediately got my attention.
I don't know if you're listen, I'll just go back.
I don't know if I'm ready either, to be honest. I don't know.
So a long time ago, I was really obsessed with all of the wrestling games. I used to love playing them. You know,
we did together.
Oh yeah,
me, you, and the other Chris.
Absolutely. You know,
play hours of SmackDown.
SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. SmackDown versus Raw. You know, the original SmackDown and SmackDown 2. Like I was really big into it. I fell out of the series for a long time. I got back into it in like 2017, and it was fine. It was good. But I saw the new one. It came out just this past week, I think, like Friday. I think it was either Monday or Friday that it came out, and I was like, man, I just really wanted to play the game. I was like, I miss those kind of games. So Mrs. Beardad, I mean Dana, whatever, got me it for my early birthday present, and I've been playing it, and it is, the graphics are really, really good. It is definitely way better than the graphics I'm used to for these games. I got on the PS5. I've made my character, and I've only played, I'm working through one of the story modes that there is. I like the gameplay. I like the match play. I'm hoping that it opens up a little bit as far as story's concerned, or maybe there's another mode I got to play through to like get more out of it so far. Like I said, I've only had it for basically today, and I've played it for most of the day. So, but it's really fun. So SmackDown, WWE 2K24. If you're a wrestling fan and if you've enjoyed the games, the graphics are pretty phenomenal. You can create just about anything, and the match play is pretty fun so far. So working through the story, and like I said, there's a few things, few critiques. Tell you what, who is it? Yax or THQ or whoever makes the games now? You know, hit me up. I got some critiques, positive feedback. No.
Is there a career mode?
So that's what I'm playing through. Well, it's, I forgot what it's called. My Rise, I think it's called. My Rise, I think is what it's called. And there's two different like stacks of it, two different things of it. I'm playing through the main, I assume the main story, which is like you're on the WWE like main roster and stuff like that. There's some.
So does it end at some point? Is that?
I think so, but I don't know. I haven't ended it yet.
Why is it so difficult for these games to just create a story mode that just that goes on forever, just like the old ones? That's my biggest pet peeve.
I think
you want to be a 106-year-old wrestler dominating the ring.
Well, no, but some, like, I remember like a couple years ago, the last WWE game I bought, and I'm drawing a blank on what year it was, the story mode was only for 1 year, a whole year. It was your whole rise to the, you know, from obscurity to being the champion in one calendar year. And that's, I mean, it's fine, but it's not, there's not, like, when you suck, like, there's some shows that you won't even be on. So you go weeks at a time just skipping over the story because you don't get to wrestle.
Yeah, I will say this mode is not like that. You're in every single match. So,
okay.
I just got to the point where it seems like there's some branching off and it's not as linear. So I'm more to come. There is a GM mode that I want to try out. Like, I think that would be fun, like setting up your own shows and stuff like that. So
do you have to pick a show in your My Rise?
No. Well, no. It's all story. It's very story driven. So
okay.
Yep. But I'm enjoying it so far. It's not Pokemon. And there you go. I'll report back if I decide no, this is trash. But so far I'm enjoying it. So there you go.
To be nominated for next year's worst game of
or best game
2025.
WWE 2K24. Check it out.
Okay, and that leaves me. My handle this week is specifically for Tud. Tud, I texted you a YouTube clip last night. I told you this is going to be my handle this week. Did you check it out?
I did. I watched it. I knew. I didn't. I wanted to save my comments.
Okay. So this is called Monster Factory. It is a YouTube series with Griffin and Justin McElroy. They go through character creation in a series of video games, and their rule is no middle sliders. Everything has to be all the way to the left or all the way to the right. 0 or 10. There's no fives on here. They make the funkiest, silliest looking character they can, and then they take that game out into the video games. They've started this way back, you know, probably a decade ago, playing Spore, making silly characters. It got me good, and it made me think of you, Ted, because I know your favorite part of any video game is the character creation screen.
That's and not true. I don't know how love, this gets caught on with me.
You love to mess around in the character creation. You like to perfect your dude. You like to make your guy look just right, and every time I watch these videos, I think of you because of that, because of the just imagining you in your character creation screen. And you are not a no middle sliders kind of guy. But that's why I watched this video. I was like, this is a Tud handle right here. So Monster Factory, I will put the latest episode, the one that inspired me to send the link to Tud, in the show notes. But Tud, it sounds like you were not a huge fan.
I was not. I don't know the McElroy. Like, I know who they are. Obviously, I'm friends with you guys, so I know who they are. But I don't know them, so I don't get their brand of humor. I watched it. I guess I don't understand the series, so having you explain it to me a little bit more kind of helped. I did not find it as I know you and Chris both found it hysterical. I didn't find it as funny.
Yeah, this episode, they made a character in the game Starfield. That's what it's called, right? Starfield? Yeah, they made a character in the game Starfield, and they tried to make his head look as much like a human tooth as possible. I think they did a pretty good job.
I will say they did do a good job with that. So with that, Obert will thank the brewery that provided his beer today.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Uber Brew for their Uberstition Irish Dry Stout. Ignore the haters. This is a good beer.
Chris and I will thank Air. It's a wonderful thing. Please make sure you head over to social media and follow us everywhere at DAWF Podcast. Also, make sure you hashtag follow the email at DAWFpodcast@gmail.com. Also, head over to Patreon for as little as $1 a month. You can support the podcast. It helps us do fun things like go to Asheville. We just talked about Asheville. We want to go to Asheville more. Or we want to go to other cool things. There are other cool cities in America that have good beer. Portland, Maine. Portland, Oregon. I don't think there's a Portland, Colorado, but Denver, Colorado is a big place that we'd like to go to. You know, the Extreme Beer Festival in Boston we'd like to go to. The Great American Beer Festival in Denver we'd like to go to. So go over there, help us out. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. You can come join the live conversation with us on Discord. Click the link in the show notes for that. You can join right up. All you have to do is create an account, and you can join the conversations and find out that there are beers named, or there are beers similar to the types of beers that we name here on this podcast, without us even knowing. Let's say you don't even want to do that, then just head over to your favorite podcast listening app, leave us a 5-star rating and review, and then tell your friends and family, because that's really the best way, the guerrilla marketing scheme, to go out there and just tell everybody who loves beer about this awesome podcast. Remember, over the next week or two, keep an eye open for the Instagram for all of the votes for Mr. Oscar, so go do that now. And with that, my name's Tud.
My name's Chris.
And I'm Obert. Remember, if you're drinking alone, do it with friends.
Chris, I'm going to say that the video you sent us is a video you watch on YouTube.
No, this is real life Pokemon have escaped into our house. It's got to be a kid's video.
It is indeed a children's video. It's one of their favorites.
Oh, this is a repeat viewer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm watching it now. There's this isn't AR. It's just basically action figures of animals around the house. It's just the family running around playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
They're stuffed animals?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, this is kind of weird.
Yep, it's my life.